When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Everyone, welcome to the Out of the Mud podcast, powered by the Music Hype Beast and syndicated on Power 102.8 LA. The Out of the Mud podcast platform illuminates compelling personal stories of some of the brightest and innovative minds within Generation Z music culture. Tonight, I have the incredible opportunity to interview Trill, a talented recording artist and entrepreneur. My name is Derek T. Lewis, and I'm the host tonight. And make sure you follow me on Instagram at TheRealDTLew. Now that I'm proud to introduce recording artist Trill, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
I'm doing good, man. I sure appreciate you having me today, Derek.
I appreciate it,
man. I'm doing wonderful.
Awesome. So let's talk about, you know, explain as far as the Out of the Mud audience and everything. Talk about life growing up. You know, parents, you know, who was influential in your childhood, you know, in your life during that time?
Man, I grew up in Houston, Texas. Well, outside, it's a little outskirt called Missouri City, formerly known as Mo City. Yeah, man, that's where I kind of grew up at. I've been mostly, you know, just influenced through myself, my family and friends. Man, it's been a long journey getting to where I'm at. I can say that.
Okay. And you know what's cool is the fact that, like, in this space that we're in, you know, in the creative space with music and film, television, all these other things, entertainment, you know, they always say, you know, it's really all about the journey. And our youth is no different. It was just a journey. It was a piece of us, you know, that we were able to experience and take our lives to the next level. So I'm definitely glad you said that. Now, break down what type of person you were when you were a child.
Man, I was a former athlete, man. I used to play basketball. So I was just always from tournaments to different leagues and stuff like that. And just as my mama would say, I was just a natural born hustler, man, trying to always get some money.
Now I feel you. So when you playing basketball, were you playing the one or the two? What position you
play? I was playing the one. You know, sometimes you rotate between the one and the two. So you know,
depending upon what rotation you went now. If yeah, you exactly. stay when you was young, who did you pat in your game afterwards and why?
Man, I was a big AI fan. You know,
need I say more, right? Huh? I said, need you say more. It's, you know what's amazing about with AI? I remember when he got into the league and I'm old enough to remember that.
Yeah.
And when they played the Bulls, I'm a Bulls fan. When they played the Bulls, mm-hmm. and when he crossed over Jordan, I said, "Oh man!" But AI, but he brought street ball into the league.
Yeah,
and a lot of the young world, you know, was patterning their game after Allen Iverson. That's why he's a bona fide legend. Absolutely,
yeah, man. Definitely. He solidified Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. So, describe some of the things in your childhood that made you happy and grateful in life.
Man, I was just honestly just blessed with, you know, just good friends, man. Like, people who I still carry on in my life today. You know, these are people that, you know, I see me taking to the top with me.
That's good. That's good. As far as keeping that, you know, keeping that mindset. Now, at what age did music really starting to become a priority for you?
I'm gonna say within the past few years, I'm gonna say like in my early 20s, man. In my early 20s, I really didn't I wish I would have been doing it at a younger age. It just wasn't, you know, it was something that I still wanted to be an athlete and stuff like that. So I started doing music later. Like, I was producing and engineering first. I just started actually coming out as an artist the past 6 months.
Gotcha. So if you was to say, which one of your childhood friends that really impacted your youth in a positive way?
I'm going to say my brother KP is, that's his alias name that we call him by KP. That's my guy. We still locked in to the day.
That's awesome, man. That's good to hear. So explain your mental connection to music. Like, how does it make you feel? And what has it done for you in life from on the positive end? What's that mental connection like for Trill?
Man, it's no better feeling within I get throughout my day. I'm pretty much in the studio 24/7. The feeling it gives me, man, I love the joy and excitement of other people noticing the work that I put in. Mm-hmm. And the fact that people enjoy, you know, the music that I create, that's the most joyful feeling I would say out of all of this to me.
And you know what? You hit the nail on the head, man, because I know when I started doing music and no one knew actually I was doing when I was like preparing to put out my first single. Mm-hmm. And to hear people say, yo, man, you know, your song really touched me or something like that. Like, it's the best feeling in the world. It really, really, I totally agree with you on that, man. So here's a deep question I have for you, though.
Okay.
What responsibility do you believe that you owe to music?
Man, that's a good question. The responsibility I owe to music is just to always just do what feels good, bro. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people, they kind of, from me being an engineer and like from searching up YouTube beats all day long, mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of times that people try to recreate what's already been created, man. And I feel like that's a problem with a lot of people don't understand what I feel like I owe to music is just to be me and unique and not try to follow someone else's path.
Now, as an engineer, you kept bringing up you were an engineer, and I'm glad you, A, number one, let's say you're an engineer. Mm-hmm. Did being an engineer help you along the way in regards to being a recording artist? And what was it about learning the engineering part first that helped propel you to doing what you're doing today?
Man, it's just recording different artists from recording Quando, Rondo, NBA Youngboy, and all those guys like that, the recording process. So I actually got to see, and even local artists throughout my city, I actually got to see like how they create, mm-hmm. and how they come up with their melodies and different ways of creating. So all that was, to me, it was just, don't get it wrong, I always put my input in on mm-hmm. takes and things like that, but to see the way they created it, I feel like it was just already in me just from watching those guys and stuff like that.
Well, you say NBA Youngboy, wow, so you work with some heavy hitters, man. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to a guy named Harry. He owns a studio in Houston, Texas called Fresh Sonic. He been recording them since he first came out, so he kind of put me in that situation. And it's, to me, that's kind of what this music industry is about. It's about who you know and things like that.
Indeed. So speaking of your city, explain your sound, who it relates to, and what's been the responses from the people in your city.
Who it relates to, a lot of, I mean, I honestly feel like I sound like myself, relatable wise. Like, man, I've been hearing, like, when I got posted on Say Cheese a few months ago, people were saying that I was a fake D-Baby. But I feel like it's just because of my voice tone. I have a kind of a deep voice, but like, we talk about two different things, like. So that's kind of been a comparison. But out of my city, like, man, we got a lot of competitiveness in Houston, man. It's a lot of artists out here. So to translate over to being an artist, like, a lot of people are kind of giving me that side. But like, the people who deal with me personally, they on board with what I got going.
That's good, man. That's really, real good. So what or who motivates you to pursue a career in music?
Just in general or just as artists?
Both.
Both. In general, man, my mom's, pops, the people that I keep close dearly to me. And then artist-wise, I mean, as becoming an artist, I deal with an artist from Houston named D-Raw. He was signed to the label 1501, which produced Megan Thee Stallion. And I record him all the time, and he was just like, bro, just do it. You already helped me out so much with my recording process. And I was just like, forget it. Let's go ahead and drop a single. And man, my first video, what I dropped about a few months ago, it's about 32K now. First song ever dropping. First video, too.
Well, that's well, A, congratulations on that. That's a huge accomplishment. And I wish you nothing but the best in all of your future endeavors in the world of music and entertainment. So spell out your artist name nice and loud on, as it is on a music streaming site so that people can lock in with, okay. With your music, you know, Apple Music, Spotify, and Tidal. But also spell out your Instagram handle so that people can follow you on there as well.
Okay. It's true, but it's true with four L's. T-R-I-L-L-L-L. I was kind of being unique with it because when I tried to come out, I couldn't put Trill because there was so many people named Trill. So I was like, let me be unique with it. And me and my brothers would carry around a thing like 4L. So I was like, man, let me go ahead and put these 4Ls on here and be real unique.
Okay. And also on your Instagram as well?
Yeah, everything is, Instagram is 4Trill, the number 4, and then Trill with 4Ls. And Apple, Spotify, and YouTube is just Trill with 4Ls.
Got it. What have you enjoyed most about being on this episode of the Out of the Mud podcast today?
Man, I'm just enjoying the conversation. I love speaking about music, man. This is my passion. It's my life. So anytime I get a chance to speak with guys who are also artists and musicians and understand the things that we, you know, endeavor within our careers, right. It's always a pleasure to, you know, speak with someone about it.
Yeah, man, me too. And I mean, I just kind of give you insight about me. It's like, you know, I started acting 14 years ago.
Okay.
And the journey to me, I didn't get started with music until 2014. You know what I mean? So no. You figure 4 years into my acting career, I was like, you know what? I always wanted to be a recording artist, and now's the time. And I just felt like the amount of doors that opened for me, you know, in this game, it's been incredible. So yeah. I enjoy speaking with people like yourself that are like-minded, that have the same, you know, thought process in regards to the creative space and what motivates you. You know what I mean? That's really, really good to see. Absolutely, man. So we want to thank everybody for, you know, for coming out to, you know, to the Out of the Mud podcast. Again, powered by iHeartRadio and syndicated on Power 102.8 LA. And make sure you follow me on Instagram and all social media platforms at The Real DT Lou, with the exception of Facebook, which is Derek T. Lewis official page. And of course, I will follow you back. You can also follow the movement on Instagram at Radio Pushers, at Radio Pushers TV, and at The Music Hype Beast. Always bet on yourself. Always dream, hustle, win. Peace and love. Take care.
All right, so buddy. Appreciate you having me.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.